Today, our youth are not only being baptized into the church universal, they are also being confirmed within our denomination, the United Church of Christ. One of the wonderful things about our denomination is that it is covenantal and not creedal. What that means is that we don't all need to believe the same things. There's not a certain creed we need to uphold. Instead, we live in covenant with one another, a commitment to grow together in faith, in love, and in service. And so our confirmants will offer their statements of faith. They may be different from one another. They may reflect different faith perspectives. And that is what is so beautiful about being in a non-creedal church. We don't all need to believe the same things. Instead, we get the blessing of sharing what we believe and learning from one another. And so today, I give thanks for these young people who have the courage to share their faith statements with all of us. So let's keep our ears open to what they are saying, allowing their faith to inform and strengthen our own. I invite Emily Martin to begin.
I've always gone to church, so it's like kind of second nature, and I truly believe that God exists. God created all things, including nature, so I experience God many times a day through nature. Every day, I wake up and think of all the people who have helped me. Sandy Wiseman, my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother. Even when I wake up without them, the world is great. At Silver Lake, I didn't have my family members with me, so it was all very confusing. But even at Silver Lake, I had nature, which means God was still working on my life. Like when I climb trees or watch sunsets, God is always at work in my life. I also know that this because of my friends and my family. I feel at home enough to pray in front of them, just as I'll pray after confirmation. I like to pray. I like to think of others and care for people and animals. And I believe everyone has gifts, creativity, kindness, and caring for others. The church has taught me it is okay to have questions about God and what it means to be Christian. One of my questions is if reincarnation is real. I enjoyed confirmation class and the teamwork, the videos, and going to Silver Lake. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tommy Sullivan, and I'm another confirmand of this year's confirmation class. I first learned about God when I got my beginner's Bible in kindergarten. It gave me an early understanding of what happened before and after Jesus, and helped me understand the Bible better and kickstarted my faith journey. I've experienced God in my life every Sunday while sitting in church. There's no other place or time that I'm able to sit and think about God for a while. My parents and my confirmation mentor, Bob McNair, have been influential people in my faith journey. My parents have brought me to church since I was six, and Bob helped me go deeper into the meaning of going to church every Sunday. What I plan to do religiously after I've been confirmed is to continue going to church every Sunday. Some special gifts that God has given me are a good education and a chance at a successful career. Then I can use what I've learned to help people in need. One question I still have for God is, why can't you always be there for everyone when they need someone for support? I have this question because when Brussels, Paris, and Boston experienced these struggles, people have prayed for things to be okay, even though they turned out not to be. This was part of my faith journey and how I'm looking to continue it with Emmanuel. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Gabriel Schultz. I'm another confirmand of this year. A time when I experienced God in my life was when my mom and I were hiking up Mount Tecumseh, one of New Hampshire's 4,000 footers. I was happily riding along on our backpack carrier, and neither of us had noticed that the temperature had plummeted. When she heard me slurring my words, she immediately took me from the backpack and told me I needed to walk and warm up right away. My limbs were lead. I was really tired, and I couldn't understand why she looked so worried about my blue lips and gray skin. She frantically pulled out a heavy rugby shirt from her backpack, tied the bottom of the sleeves to prevent my hands from exposure, and prodded 5-year-old me. Seemingly out of nowhere, came upon a tree with a big branch sticking out, waving a navy blue wool cap. My mom was really excited and said it was a gift from my grandma Lynn in heaven, and believes it saved my life. She put the cap on me and promised as soon as I could speak without slurring my words and walk without stumbling, she would untie the sleeves and allow me to scratch my nose, which had been itching the entire time, the only sensation of my body I could feel. I always feel like my Grandma Lynn is watching over me, and if there wasn't a heaven, there would be no angels.